Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Tech Stuff. My name is Chris Paulette, and I am the tech editor here at HowStuffWorks.com. Sitting across from me, as he always does, is senior writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hey there! All right, well, why don't we just go ahead, get the formalities out of the way, and start this off with a little listener mail. This listener mail comes from Justin. He says, "Hi, guys. I'm 14 and love the show. Don't worry, I'm making sure this isn't long like some of your others. So how does Pandora Internet Radio work, like with the amount of skips and stuff? Thanks for the show. It's awesome. Justin." Well, thank you, Justin. We decided we're going to talk about Pandora Radio and the underlying structure behind it, the Music Genome Project, because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Music Genome Project is pretty key to this whole thing, because there are a number of different kinds of internet radio stations out there. Pandora is just one of them. Some of the others, famous ones that people are probably pretty familiar with are Last.fm.
Yep.
Or Groove Shark.
Sure.
Radio One Llama, maybe?
That one is not familiar to me.
Okay. All right. Of course, Spotify, which we have yet to see in the United States.
And then there are some others that are not internet radio stations, but also will deliver music to you via the web. Things like Lala. Oh, wait, that's gone.
Well, sort
La
of.
Lala went bye-bye.
It went to La La Land.
Yeah, went to Apple Land is what it went to.
Well, that's true.
At any rate, so internet radio, the interesting thing about Pandora is that it kind of sprung out of the idea of how do you find new music that you're going to like? You know, not just finding new music, because that in itself is not necessarily that hard, but finding new music that kind of appeals to you based upon what you already like, that can be kind of a challenge. I mean, you walk into a music store and you look at the categories and they're pretty broad, right? Like
yeah.
Rock or rap or blues or whatever. These genres are huge. I mean, there are subgenres in every single one of these.
Yes.
And just because you happen to like someone who has has a great record in one genre doesn't mean that you're going to pick up any other record in that genre and be equally as enamored.
That's true.
So Pandora Radio kind of grew out of this idea of the Music Genome Project, which is fascinating to me. The idea is that analysts break down a song by describing it through one of several hundred musical attributes. And the collection of attributes are kind of what give the song its character. And that by breaking down other songs and getting their attributes, you can compare one against the other and see how similar they are. Like, how many of the qualities does one song share with another? And if there are several qualities that are shared, you could leap to the conclusion that, hey, you know, if you really dig this one song, then this other song that's kind of similar to it, you'll probably also like. There's a good chance. So, that's kind of how Pandora, that's the basis of Pandora Radio.
Yeah, it can actually get pretty messy. These the songs are picked apart by essentially by hand. So, of course, there is a human being sitting somewhere in a room full of little bits of music all over the floor. Or maybe not. No, it does take human beings, however, to who are working at Pandora to listen to a song, and basically they're dissecting it. They're listening to it for different things, different styles of music. They're listening for the different instrumentation. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you like piano jazz,
right.
But you can't stand saxophones. So I mean, you can. They're identifying traits like that, different kinds of singing, vocalization, maybe all instrumentals. These are all kinds of attributes or facets, as they like to describe them in mm-hmm. Library school, of a song that they'll use to record. And once you get started with Pandora, simply by putting in, say, a favorite artist or a favorite song, that's really when the Music Genome Project kicks in, because you know, it's going to try to play another song in your station based on the traits that are available for that particular song or that particular artist that you put in.
Sure, yeah. So, for example, if I wanted to put in, say, the Ramones, and I did I Want to Be Sedated.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm a punk rock fan.
Yes, you are.
So if I put that in, it would the Pandora Radio would consult the Genome Project, essentially, the database,
mm-hmm.
and say, all right, well, this guy likes I Want to Be Sedated. What qualities does that song have? You know, what kind of rhythm does it follow? Is it a male vocalist or a female vocalist? And of course, mm-hmm. in this case, it's a male vocalist.
Yes.
Is it a band? Is it acoustic? Is it rock? It looks at all these different qualities and then says, all right, well, what else is in the library that kind of has this similar structure? And it might pull something from The Clash
mm-hmm.
and then play The Clash and say, hey, do you like this? And then it's your choice to either give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, or, you know, you don't have to do anything at all if you don't want to. If you do a thumbs up, generally what that's telling Pandora is that not only do you like the song, but it will start to play that heavier in rotations in the future. Now, granted, when you first get started, it's not going to do that often because you haven't built up your own station yet. But mm-hmm. over time, as you thumb up or thumb down songs, certain songs will get played more often than others.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the nice things about Pandora is that you're not limited to a particular station. So, say you have a Ramones station, but you say, you know what, today I really want to, you know, I'm thinking back to the days when I was in high school band, I really want to listen to something symphonic. Well, you can put in a favorite composer, say Aaron Copland, or maybe you want to listen to music from the Romantic period. You could put that in. You don't have to throw away what you've done on your Ramones station. You can actually create up to 100 stations of your own.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have your, you know, rainy day station for mood music while you're working, or you really want something like industrial or hip hop, you can go ahead and switch from one to the other. And if you really want to, you can mix some of them together in their quick mix feature, which is a fairly new feature on the site. It's been around for probably more than a year now that I think about it. But it wasn't there when it started, and it's an opportunity to mash up different stations. So you can combine different stations that you've already set up, and it will give you a mix. So you really have a lot of options as far as customizing, and it's going to keep in mind what your preferences are for a particular station.
Right.
So
with a blank slate each time.
Yep. But you have the opportunity to customize, and if you want to, you can change your station around to, because you can edit the page for that station. And if you say thumb a song down that you didn't mean to, you can go, oh, geez, and go back to edit your page. You have to say, oh, geez, by the way. That's
right. That's part
of the requirement.
Part of it, apparently. It's in the terms of service.
It is.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought so. But
that's a lie.
Yeah, you know.
We're going to get people writing in, so we're just going to go ahead and do that.
Email us. But no, you can go back and edit it and say, you know, uncheck this one. I actually like this. And so it's pretty nice that you can customize this. And you don't have – this is what sets Pandora apart from a lot of the other internet radio stations, is you have this customized ability to really make the station yours.
Yeah, and beyond that, just to kind of build on what you were saying there, Paulette, it has a couple of other options that are kind of cool too, one of which is that let's say that you have maybe a dozen radio stations that you've created, and you've got them in different genres or just you know, kind of for different moods, and say that you have one station open, mm-hmm. and a song starts playing, and you think, well, I like this song, but it doesn't really belong in the station. Uh-huh. It really could go in my other station, like, you know, station number 3. You can actually go through the menu system and port that song over into your other station.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, what it does is it automatically gives that song a thumbs down for the station it's currently playing in, so it won't play it again there.
Mm-hmm.
But it will play in your in whatever station you designated as the recipient, which is really neat, because, I mean, I have that happen all the time. One of the stations I have is for musicals. Hardcore punk rock. Okay, I like musicals.
Actually, and frankly, he has stations for both, I'm pretty sure.
I do have stations for both. I have a station called I Want to Be Sedated.
Uh-huh.
I have a station called Broadway. I have a station called Avenue Q, which is slowly taking over Broadway.
Well, you could quick mix those together.
I could. But at any rate, sometimes the Broadway thing, I haven't told Pandora specifically, or there's no, you know, I haven't gone through the genre system, which you can also do. They have a thing where you can select music by genre,
mm-hmm.
if you want to just leave it more as a more broad spectrum.
Yeah.
But I haven't told Pandora, of course, that, you know, I just want music that is from musicals. So occasionally, you know, there are a lot of different styles of musicals out there, right? I mean, some of them are, you know, the kind of big melodramatic stuff, like the Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff of the Phantom of the Opera and all that kind of thing. And then some of them are more rock and roll based. I mean, even sticking with Andrew Lloyd Webber, you go with Jesus Christ Superstar, and you've got, like, that 70s rock. Well, occasionally a 70s rock song will come in because it's very similar to music that's in that play,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want it there because that's my musical station. This is not a musical song. It belongs somewhere else. So I'll just move it over to one of the stations it does belong in. Or if I hate the song, I'll just give it the thumbs down.
Right.
Now, we were asked specifically about skipping songs and thumbs down songs and things like that, and why you're limited, and what's the deal behind that.
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about one other thing first.
Sure.
And it's related. It sort of transitions. Because that is the thing. I mean, I actually, when I was doing a little extra research, of course, I've been using Pandora for years, so I'm pretty familiar with it. But I was trying to look for the answers to specific questions. And one of the things I kept seeing on the Pandora blog was people asking why someone might upgrade. There's a paid version of Pandora called Pandora One, which we could talk about in a minute, but people mm-hmm. keep, it's $36 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, why do I want to pay $36 a year? You know, that's ridiculous. Well, the thing is, this music has to be licensed, because the artists are supposedly getting paid for songs that are getting played on internet radio stations, as well as satellite radio, as well as terrestrial radio. The internet radio in particular has been an issue.
Right.
Internet radio royalties.
It's a performance piece.
I mean,
whereas the band itself is not performing the song, your service is performing the song in lieu of the band. And therefore, the band should be able to be compensated for that performance.
Right.
And it's not just the band. It's also the music label, all that kind of stuff, too,
right.
The studio.
Right, the writers and the performers.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody registered with one of the music performance services, you know, I'm happy to see that they're, you know, paying attention to that.
Sure.
However, they have to license this stuff. And as part of their license, there are certain terms and conditions that they have to meet.
One of those big ones is that you are not allowed to play a song on demand.
Yes.
Like, you can't just pick a song and say, I want to hear this right now on Pandora, and that's what I want to hear, and that's all that I'm interested in. Pandora's not a play for on-demand service like that. So you couldn't say, I want to hear Meatloaf's I Will Do Anything for Love, but I won't do that because I've got 27 minutes to kill, and I'd really like to hear some melodramatic music. I mean, you could say it, but it's not going to happen because Pandora doesn't work that way. You also can't rewind and listen to something that you just listened to. That's part of the agreement. With
you can pause it.
You can pause it. You just can't rewind.
Yes.
I mean, now if you did accidentally thumbs down a song, you can go back and give it the thumbs up, but it's not going to play it again. It's just going to switch it in the database so that it will eventually play it further down. But yeah, these are terms that Pandora had to agree to in order to get a deal to be able to present this music in the first place. And for a while, things were actually looking pretty grim for Pandora and other internet radio stations because they were being held to pretty extreme conditions as far as, you know, how much money they had to pay to be able to play music. For a while, it looked like it was going to be a per performance, per person model, which means that every time someone listens to a certain song on Pandora, Pandora would have to pay for that. Now it's more of a kind of more like a very broad spectrum where you're paying a lump sum in order to have the right to play certain kinds of music. So it's no longer every single time this song plays, you pay up. It's you pay this lump sum to the industry and then you're allowed to play the music.
Yes.
Which is great, because if it had been the other way, Pandora might not even be around anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, currently, as far as the royalties situation goes, you can be a Pandora account holder and listen for up to 40 hours a month for free.
Right.
If you go over that, then they'll charge you 99 cents a month if you want to, and for the rest of the month if you want to keep listening. Or you can pay for Pandora One, which is the service I was telling you about a moment ago, which is $36 a year. Gives you also some other perks. You don't see any ads on the page anymore.
Right.
Also, you get a higher quality of audio. The normal bit rate, I believe, is 128.
Yeah.
KBPS, and that goes up to 192 for mm-hmm. for the higher quality. And you get, you know, that you don't have to deal with so many. Hey, what are you doing? Are you still listening? Hey, excuse me, little alerts.
Yeah, where just the music just suddenly stops, and then you have to go over and actively click on something so yes. that Pandora will keep playing.
Well, they don't want to be paying royalties for songs if no one is actually.
Are they still
listening.
Doing that?
Yes, they are still
okay.
doing. That
I wasn't
because
sure.
I have that. I have that thing going on.
I haven't had Pandora play for that long a time in such a long time that I haven't noticed it recently.
Right.
And I'll listen to Pandora, but I usually end up listening, you know, in half-hour stints. So yeah. I don't tend to encounter that very much.
Yep. Well, as far as the skipping goes, mm-hmm. you can skip up to, I believe, 10 times an hour?
No.
Is it six?
Six times skips an hour. Per
right.
hour.
Okay.
12 per day if you're a free user.
Okay.
If you're using
on a particular station, though.
Yes. 12 per day, no, across all stations.
Oh,
if you're a free listener, if you have the free account, yeah, because I actually went to the fact to look this up. If you have a free Pandora account, you are limited to 6 skips per hour per station. So that might be what you're thinking of.
That's what I was
thinking. 6 per hour per station, but
12 overall.
Total.
Okay.
If you're a free user. Now,
so
it's
only partially wrong.
Right. If you're a Pandora One user, so you're paying the $36 a year, you don't have a maximum number of skips that you per day. You can skip as many times as you want, but you're still limited to 6 per hour per station.
Right.
So you can't just keep on skipping songs, you know, forever. You do run out. Now, if you have 100 stations, and you know, if you make 100 of the same station, then you theoretically will eventually hear the songs you want to hear just by keep on skipping and then go to the next station and continue skipping.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, again, that's part of the licensing agreement with the music industry. I mean, Pandora Radio has to play ball. If it doesn't, then they don't have any content.
Right.
And as for content, actually, I looked up and again in their FAQ, and it says currently they have around 750,000 songs in their database, so 750,000 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, of course, across multiple genres. Oh, and, you know, we were talking about the whole the different qualities that songs have.
Yes.
I meant to mention this, too. I thought it was really interesting that they don't use the full set of attributes for every single song. You know, they don't break it down to 400 categories or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Certain genres have their own attributes. So, for example, rap might have East Coast versus West Coast inspired rap.
Right.
The rap songs tend to have more lyrically based criteria than you would see in other songs because rap is very much focused on the lyrics.
Yes.
So depending upon the genre that you're listening to, you'll have a different set of criteria that song is going to be classified as, and then, or, you know, that they use to classify that song, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they're looking at when they're going to be pulling up the next one on the list. I found Pandora to be pretty much one of the coolest sites on the net.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the ones that I tend to rely on whenever, you know, especially if I'm working from home.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Pandora on my, this is like plug-o-rama, but I've got a Pandora radio on my Roku.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just switch it over to my Avenue Q station so I can, you know, do jazz hands between writing articles. This is almost 100% not a lie.
So I didn't need to know that.
Okay.
Actually, that brings up a good point. One thing that playing ball especially has allowed Pandora to do is they've gotten themselves into a number of pretty cool partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Not only with Roku, but of course there are applications for Android and the iPhone OS.
I was so happy when they finally got the Android app out there. The iPhone app had been out for several months before it finally came to Android, but that I thought that was where I said, you know, these guys not only get the music classification game, they get the app game because mm-hmm. they understand that this is where the future's headed, and they got on board as fast as they possibly could, which, I mean, that shows a very forward-thinking company, too.
Yep, yep. And they're, you know, it's not limited to the mobile devices either. They've got a lot of home-based, well, Roku, but they've also got other home-based appliances as well. Some of the internet radio tuners that are out there and stereo systems. Plus, I believe the new TiVo is going to have Pandora capability embedded into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they've done a lot to try to reach out to different kinds of outlets. So it's not just a desktop computer where you're going to see that. And I think they've been more successful at that than a lot of the other internet radio stations, although there are others who have their own apps out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but they're not quite as adept at making those connections, those business connections, or at least they may have gotten beaten to it if Pandora's gotten exclusive.
Right. And have you discovered any cool new artists or people you were not familiar with through Pandora?
In some cases, yes, especially as I started to explore jazz, because it's something I've gradually been getting into over the past couple of years. And so I started a couple different jazz stations and symphonic music stations, and gradually have made notes of different composers and artists that I like, you know, over the past couple of years, just doing that. Because I don't know about you, but speaking for myself, when I'm editing articles, I find it difficult to listen to a lot of music with lyrics in it, although I can listen to music. So if I can listen to instrumental stuff, it sort of gave me an opportunity to explore those genres. And, you know, every once in a while, but the problem is you can find out exactly who it is. So suddenly I'll have to stop what I'm doing and go, you know, bookmark the artist, which is kind of cool. They've got, you know, Facebook integration.
Mm-hmm.
You could share that with your friends on Facebook. And
you can even purchase songs.
And you can purchase songs, too, which is good because, you know, it's an opportunity to learn more about music. It's
sure.
not just entertainment.
Yeah. There's one artist in particular that I wanted to quickly mention. And
okay.
this was from it was off my radio station that was based off Jonathan Colton, who, of course, is the internet geek music god.
Yes.
Code Monkey himself, or RE or Brains or Skullcrusher Mountain. One of those three tends to be most people's favorites. I was listening to the station and there was an artist who came up named Mark Aaron James. And, if you haven't heard him, I recommend checking it out. If you like geeky type stuff, he has a great song called Aquaman's Lament, which is Aquaman singing to Vicky Vale, a.k.a. one of Batman's love interests. And that song pretty much convinced me that Pandora was the greatest thing ever, because I would have never come across this guy on my own. You know, it would have just been an incredible happy accident otherwise. So, and that's just one example. I mean, granted, I've heard tons and tons of different stuff. I've been introduced to shows I didn't know about through my punk rock station. I mean, Avenue Q.
And that's one of the benefits of doing this and listening to stations like, different internet radio stations. And I found the same kind of thing with satellite radio many years ago, is that they're, you know, because they're not driven by the same interests that terrestrial radio is, you know, the standard turn on your radio and that's what you get.
Yeah, you got a 100 song playlist and they're just going to keep on shuffling through it over and over and over again.
Yeah, you just don't find it with those types of stations, at least not in this part of the century. Yeah. It wasn't always that way, but so I think internet radio is really good for that, and specifically Pandora and the ability to bookmark artists and the fact that they've got the information about them. They carry a lot of biographical information about them. You might be able to find out other artists who influenced them and explore them as well, which I think is a boon to people who really like music, especially different kinds of music, because you might find that there are connections between musicians that you would not necessarily expect.
Yeah, it's a good way of discovering all those bands that other bands cite as big influencers that never seem to get any real attention outside of the immediate music industry. So, I mean, there are hundreds of those.
Like, Big Star came to mind.
The first one I think of is The Band, which, a lot of people know about The Band now, especially if you listen to stuff from the B-side, because they talked about them all the time. But The Band, that's one of those groups that all these different musicians cite as a big influence on their music. But in general, you might say that their fame was mostly contained in the music industry. I mean, they had more success than just that, obviously, but it's a good example. Well, I guess that wraps up the discussion on Pandora Radio. Justin, thanks a lot for writing in. That was a fun one for us to talk about, because we both really do like the website. And if any of you guys...
I'm sure that wasn't clear.
Yeah. So rush out and make an account now. If any of you have any questions about websites, technology, that thing that's making that weird noise in your computer. Okay, not the last one. But if you have general questions about technology, computers, websites, that kind of thing, write us. Our email address is techstuff@howstuffworks.com. And Chris and I will talk to you again really soon.
If you're a TechStuff fan, be sure to check us out on Twitter. TechStuffHSW is our handle, and you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TechStuffHSW.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And be sure to check out the new TechStuff blog, now on the HowStuffWorks homepage. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts,
if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.